Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina astafa. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, in our Jumu'ah session today, we covered the fazail, the virtue of one very great Sahabi of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose name is Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an, a Sahabi of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the brother-in-law to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Habiba radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who is the sister of Hazrat Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an, was married to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, his entire family, Hind, Abu Sufyan, the children, all embraced Islam after the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah and have greatly contributed towards the spreading of Islam. Khair, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an, during the last phase of his life, the people of Sham came to him and they said to him, Hazrat, you have ruled for 19 years, 20 years, a man of great experience, 21 years as a governor, 19 years as a ruler. After your demise, when you depart from us, who will succeed you? And so they said to him that we want you to nominate someone as your successor. And he will be our leader after you go away from this dunya, after your demise. But give us ishara, tell us, nominate for us that person. Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an was a very intelligent man. And we need to understand that as individuals, we don't have knowledge of the future. Nobody has knowledge of the future. Today your son that you think is very, very pious, Allah knows who he can be tomorrow. Today we are very pious. People think we are pious. May Allah keep us pious. We pray to Allah. But who knows what happens tomorrow in the future? We can only pray and make dua. And so as human beings, we have to make important decisions. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala knew of the fact that they were young companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who are alive. He knew Hazrat Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala an was alive. He knew Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an was alive. Abdullah ibn Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala an was also alive. He knew of the companions. But perhaps he felt that it was politically wise. It was politically wise for him to choose his son Yazid. Now we need to understand, we cannot doubt the sincerity of a Sahabi of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an, in the 19-20 years of his rule, had given many responsibilities to his son Yazid. He was the Amir of an expedition that launched the first attack upon Qustuntunia, if you remember. And he was the Amir in Istanbul. With him you also had Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. No dispute whatsoever. In his lifetime the father had chosen him as an Amir of Hajj for 3 years. All of the people also performed Salah behind him. And so he felt that one is the political side of an individual, and one is of course virtue, as in honor by your relationship, that you are from the Quraysh, that you are the family of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you are a Sahabi of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala knew that already this ummah has seen two civil wars, the Battle of Jamal and the Battle of Siffin. Two civil wars. And he knew for a fact that the Banu Umayyah have always been people highly educated and have been great rulers. Now this respect that is given to Banu Umayyah, this has been there from day one. Just to give you a snippet, just to give you an example. When Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the city of Makkah Mukarramah, which we know is Fath-e Makkah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made an i'lan, an announcement. And he said, "Man dakhala dara Abi Sufyan fahuwa amin." Anyone who enters the house of Abu Sufyan, who was not even a Muslim, at that time, talking about the father of Amir Muawiyah, who is Abu Sufyan. And Allah's Nabi is saying, during the day when Makkah is conquered, this announcement is made. And he says, "Man dakhala dara Abi Sufyan," anyone who enters the house of Abu Sufyan, "fahuwa amin," peace, refuge is given to that man. Why did Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say this? To show the honor that generally the people of Banu Umayyah have had. That these were the people who were rulers, Banu Umayyads. And so Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala knew, after two civil wars and with everything that has happened internally, it will be very, very difficult for the people of Sham. This is where the Muslim army was. For them to accept anyone else as a leader. And that fear was in the heart of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an, that Allah forbid for something else to happen and to divide the ummah. So he felt, as a human being, as a Sahabi, that it's politically wise and there is nothing wrong for him to choose his son Yazid. If you have a look, Hazrat Ali, his son Hazrat Hassan succeeded him. After Hazrat Ali, who became the Khalifa? Hazrat Hassan. So who is Hazrat Hassan to Hazrat Ali? Son, father and son. And also in the books of fiqh, it does not mean that if there's, for an example, just to make it easy for you, if there is in our masjid someone who came for Isha and he is known as a Wali of Allah, a great pious man, a Qutb Abdal, it does not mean a sinful man like me goes and leads the namaz That means your namaz is invalid because you have a great wali who is there. It doesn't mean that. So in Islam, it does not also mean that someone who is appointed as your leader has to be 100% waliullah, and that he is not accepted if there are other people who are greater in honor present there. So this is what we call somebody who is mafzul, that has been chosen. It does not mean that. So Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an felt that whilst he is alive, let him do the internal works so that there is no difficulty upon the ummah. Just to get this into the slot, that look, perhaps this man has been exposed to a lot of things. He has seen me how I rule and how I govern. And therefore, politically wise, it would be for Yazid to be the leader. This was one reason. Number two, the main reason which the ulama have mentioned for Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an to choose his son Yazid. We need to understand this. Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an could not trust the people of Kufa. What was the reason? He could not trust the people of Kufa. These were the same people who betrayed Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. They left him. And these were the same people who always formed an alliance as an opposition to the Umayyads. And even if they did form an alliance in opposition to the Umayyads, but if they were faithful, that is still accepted. But they were never faithful. Always treachery, betrayal amongst them. These were the same people who left Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. These were the same people, the people of Kufa, who did not show any support to Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala. When Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala gave bay'ah to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, the same people of Kufa came to him and they said that, why did you give your bay'ah to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an? Hazrat was in a tent and they attacked him whilst he was in the tent. Imagine, the grandson of Rasul sallallahu alayhi, they attacked him and they looted everything that he had. So Hazrat Hassan also knew. So this pattern was visible. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an knew that if somebody else outside, if he was to become a leader, again the same Kufi people, the Kufans, will side that way and show betrayal, again Islam will move back. Again it will be difficulty upon the Islamic empire. And so Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala and decided once and for all that he is not going to trust the people of Kufa. They cannot be trusted. And so he nominated his son Yazid. Now understand the intention and the ikhlas of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an. What a sahabi he was and how mukhlis he was and how genuine he was in selecting his son. In Sham, in Syria, during the very last phase of his life, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an delivered the sermon on a Friday. And he was sitting on the pulpit. And the masjid was full. And he said to the people, all of the historians have recorded this. Muarrikhin have written this. Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala and looked at the people and he said, Allah, you are my witness. I am sitting on the pulpit in the house of Allah. You are as-sami' and al-basir. You hear and you see everything. Allah, if I have nominated my son for any of my personal reasons, as in name or fame, then Ya Allah, never show my son this position, never grant him leadership, don't allow him to become a leader. If there's anything in my intention, then I am in the house of Allah, Allah, don't give him leadership. In fact, there is no time, but there was another Sahabi who actually nominated his son Yazid, and he said to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, and Amir Muawiyah took that decision because it also came from another Sahabi, Hazrat Mughira ibn Shu'bah ghaliban. And then he said, Ya Allah, but if I have nominated my son only with sincerity, understanding the difficulty that this ummah is going through, and I have decided and nominated him for a reason, only for the pleasure of Allah, then Ya Allah, give my son that leadership. Now in those days, leadership was also very, very difficult. It was not a walk in the park. It was very, very difficult. But you had individuals who, alhamdulillah, had taken that position. So, Khair Yazid was given that position. He was nominated by Hazrat Amir Muawiyah. Whilst he was alive, of course, the father was the man in charge. But the Syrians, the people of Sham, the Umayyads, powerful people, they knew that this man is next in charge. Everybody knew of that. Now you will find some of the historical narrations, which we have to be very, very careful about, that they are people who have an agenda, a group of people who obviously don't like the companions, who don't like especially the family of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an, because the battle had taken place of Jang-e-Jambal and Siffin, in which there was the great Sahabi, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. However, in Islam we are told that even if you dislike someone, it does not mean you open up the door of false allegations on that individual. See, you may not like a person, but it does not mean you say, he is this, he is that, he is this, painting a picture of this man, to be untrue, of course. And so you'll find in a lot of history books that to show that Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an, as a Sahabi, aliyazubillah, that there was something wrong with him for him to choose Yazid. This is the picture they want to show. And they started saying that it was well known amongst the people that Yazid would drink alcohol. Yazid would drink alcohol. He was a playboy. He would drink alcohol. Aliyazubillah. A lot of things have been said. And so for an example, that he was a zani and that he also openly missed his namaz. Now one thing is for sure. As Muslims, we don't say Yazid is the wali of Allah. We don't say that. We don't even say that he can be compared to the Sahaba that were there. We don't even say that. In fact, after what he did and what has happened, he is a fasiq and a fajir. He is a fasiq and a fajir. But however, if you have not done things, we cannot put that on you. Otherwise, the blame goes on the father, that how can a father select the son if he knew that the son was drinking alcohol. So these are the works of a certain group of people. And we know of that certain group of people who dislike Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an, and the Banu Umayyah and his family, and going back even Hazrat Abu Bakr, Umar and Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala an, because of course they were the first, second and the third Khalifa. And so even Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that this is all wrong and false. All wrong and false. This was not the case. Nobody is an angel, but there is no proof of this man openly doing this guna. And there is one narration that a man came to Muhammad ibn Hanafiyya. He came to who? Muhammad ibn Hanafiyya. Now who is Muhammad ibn Hanafiyya? He is the brother of Hazrat Hassan and Hussein. He is the brother of Hazrat Hassan and Hussein. He is actually the son of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Now Muhammad ibn Hanafiyya was very, very young, but very smart, a great mujahid. So this man came to him and said that, Hazrat, do you know that Yazid drinks alcohol, he misses out from his salah. So Muhammad ibn Hanafiya, the son of Hazrat Ali, said to him, have you seen this with your eyes? And so he said, no. He said, then why do you put false allegations on a person? He said that I have stayed in the company of Yazid ibn Muawiyah and I have not witnessed anything of the sort. I have seen him to be regular in his salah. In fact, I have seen him to be a man who shows interest in fiqh, in masla masail. And he said, it is wrong for you to put false allegations on a person if you don't have any kind of proof. And so this is all wrong. And so khair, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, and as a sahabi, as a father, as someone who is the well-wisher of the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, looking at the long-term picture and seeing what was behind him and what is in the future, looking at the Khawarij, looking at the Sabai sect, looking at the people of Kufa, looking at the martyrdom of Hazrat Usman, looking at the martyrdom of Hazrat Ali, looking at also Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an, looking at the bigger picture, felt that perhaps it will only consolidate the Islamic Khilafat if someone is chosen from within. If someone is chosen from within, despite the fact that they are lofty people that are out there. But for somebody to be from inside, and he nominated his son Yazid because he also had a lot of influence. So now Yazid becomes the leader after the demise of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, when Yazid takes the position of his father, what generally happens is that the first thing is bay'ah that is taken from every single Muslim citizen of the Islamic Khilafat. And how that is done is that the Amir will have governors everywhere. In every city there is a governor. And the people of the city have to come one by one and do bay'ah at the hands of the governor on behalf of the Khalifa. The Amir won't come and take bay'ah from everybody, but you have to take bay'ah, an oath of allegiance, at the hands of the governor on behalf of the Khalifa, as a promise that there will be no betrayal and that they will be people sami'na wa ata'na, that we will listen and we will obey. We will listen and we will obey. So now the governors were doing all this. This was the responsibility that was given. Now in Madinatul Munawwara, that is where the residence of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an was. And that is where also another great sahabi, Abdullah ibn Zubair, was living. In Medina Munawwara, this is where they were. The governor of Medina Munawwara was a man whose name was Walid ibn Utbah. Walid ibn Utbah. When Yazid came to power, he said to Abdullah ibn Uwais al-Amiri, he said to Abdullah ibn Uwais al-Amiri, go to Medina and meet the governor of Medina immediately, whose name is Walid ibn Utbah. And if there was anyone who could stand in front of Yazid, of course, were the companions at that time who were alive, especially Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. So he wanted to make sure that everything is settled. So Abdullah ibn Uwais al-Amiri goes to Medina Munawwara and he meets up with Walid ibn Utbah. He meets Walid ibn Utbah late in the night. He gets to Medina Munawwara late in the night. Immediately he has a meeting with the governor of Medina, Walid ibn Utbah. And he says to Walid ibn Utbah, a message is given to you by Yazid, the new Khalifa. that you are to immediately start taking bay'ah from the people of Medina, but starting with the nobles of Quraysh. What did he say? You begin the bay'ah with the nobles of Quraysh. And he said, the first person you take bay'ah from is Hussein ibn Ali radiyallahu ta'ala. Take bay'ah from him, then Abdullah ibn Zubair, all the Qurayshi people, then the people of Medina Munawwara. So Walid ibn Utbah, in the night, he heard the message that came to him from Yazid. And now, immediately in the night, the governor Walid ibn Utbah, in the night, goes and he knocks at the door of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. He's knocking at the door, in the night. So he opens the door and he saw that it is the governor of Medina, and he came inside. And Yazid had given the governor a warning that make sure that when you speak with Hazrat Hussein, speak to him in a dignified way with great honor and respect. Why? Because this was the wasiyat of my father. My father, Amir Muawiyah, told me that be very careful of certain individuals, of their position and their honor, that these were Sahaba, and especially the Ahle Bayt. So make sure you speak to him with honor and dignity. And so with this in mind, he knocked at the door and he said, I am sorry, but I have come immediately in the night to give you a message. And that message is that you are to do bay'ah at my hands on behalf of Yazid. You are to do bay'ah at the hands of Walid on behalf of Yazid. Now Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an looked at him and said to him, it is late in the night and you come to me with this proposal so late in the night. This is such an important event. Let me think about it and the matter will be solved tomorrow. We'll sort it out tomorrow. Well, you want to do things right now, so quickly. First you come without informing me and you just come to me and tell me that do bay'ah. So he said to the governor, look, come tomorrow and we will sit calmly, talk about this. Walid ibn Utbah said, fine, because he had to maintain that honor and dignity of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, and he left. Now when Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala an found out about this, what had happened to Hazrat Hussein, he knew that the next man will be Abdullah ibn Zubair. He will come straight away. The governor will come. Utbah ibn Walid will be there. Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala an, what he did, he decided to leave the city of Madinatul Munawwara immediately that night. So immediately Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala in the night left Madina Munawwara. And he went straight in the direction of Makkah Mukarrama, but he was an intelligent man. He did not take the highway but the bypass, not the main route that goes to Makkah Mukarrama, but the other routes. You had many routes that take you to Makkah Mukarrama. And so he went through this bypass getting him to Makkah Mukarrama. Now the next day the governor decides, let me go and meet Abdullah ibn Zubair. Where is Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala an? Nowhere in Medina Munawwara. And people now were saying, and rumors were heard, that Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala an is not in the city of Medina, he has left for Makkah Mukarrama. When this information was given to Yazid, Yazid said that send a search party to bring Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala an back to Medina Munawwara, because according to them also any form of a rebellion is a guna, according to them, according to Yazid. So he said, this is wrong. I have been nominated and therefore he has to come back to Medina Munawwara and drew bay'ah at the hands of the governor, Walid ibn Utbah. So, Walid ibn Utbah during the day was busy looking for Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair, nowhere to be seen. By the time he was so preoccupied that when everything ended, it was again quite late in the night. It was quite late in the night. Now again for the second time, it's late in the night. Walid ibn Utbah goes and knocks at the door of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and opens the door and he said, "Ah Hazrat, as we agreed last night, I'm here. And now do bay'ah. And so this matter can be solved." Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and again looked at him and said, "Walid, again you come so late. Again you come so late. I said during the day, but you didn't come. You come so late." Again Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and said that, "No, it's very late in the night for me to do this. We'll sort it out when Allah wills, go. We'll sort it out when Allah wills, go." Walid ibn Utbah said, "Okay, fine." He left. Now, this was a serious matter. Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and knew that no other excuse can be given to the governor. He decided also to follow the footsteps of Abdullah ibn Zubair and go to the city of Makkah Mukarramah, which was more open because a lot of people were going to Makkah Mukarramah for Umrah and Hajj. And the governor there was different to the other governors. Now, Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala's departure was very different. Abdullah ibn Zubair went with one individual. Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, and in the night, he took his entire family, young and old. This was the women, the sons, the nephews, the brothers, everyone from the family of Hazrat Hassan, Hazrat Hussein, and everyone, the women, everyone in burqa, parda, all young, old, everyone, nephew, nieces, all of them now in the night are leaving Madinatul Munawwara, and this is the family of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The family of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is leaving Madina Munawwara, going for Makkah Mukarrama. The difference is that you will not find in any of the history books that Yazid had given a decision or anyone else that go and look for Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and bring him back here. This was not said. There was no search party going to look for Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. And in fact, he went direct to Makkah Mukarrama and he got there. The reason again was to show the honor that Allah has given the people of Ahlul Bayt, the Quraysh. Khair, he gets to Makkah Mukarrama, Abdullah ibn Zubair is there. Now people get the news slowly that subhanallah, the grandson of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come to Makkah Mukarrama. All of the people of Makkah would come and they would meet him and they would greet him. Now the reason for Hazrat Hussein to go to Makkah Mukarrama was for him to ascertain the truth that have all the people of the Islamic Khilafat accepted Yazid or not. Now of course nowadays, you know, we have so much news, text message, your phone calls and media and everything, within 1 minute you know what is happening in the world. But in those days, that was not the case. So he wanted to go to Makkah because everybody comes to Makkah Mukarrama. And when they knew that he was in Makkah, people would come and they would meet him. He had an opportunity to ask the people that, "Have you accepted Yazid? Are you accepting him?" And so now Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an became a very popular figure. Everybody was coming, everybody was coming. The people of Kufa, when they found out that Hazrat Hussein is in Makkah Mukarrama, these were just incredible people, these Kufans, ajeeb log the yaar. The people of Kufa started to write letters and they gave it to Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, that, "We love you, we love the Ahl-e-Bayt, we want you to come to Kufa. Everyone will take you as our leader. We are so fed up that if you come to Kufa, we will roll the bedding of the governor here. The governor here, who was Nu'man ibn Bashir. Nu'man ibn Bashir was a soft man, the governor of Kufa. We will roll his bedding and tell him to go back to Syria. You come back, you come to Kufa. And they said, we are not even praying Jumu'ah behind the governor of Yazid. We are not even praying Jumu'ah behind the governor of Yazid. Scholars have mentioned as many as 100,000 letters were written to Hazrat Hussein. Amen. Bags and bags and bags and sacks full of letters that came. All of the people, the Kufi, we want you, we want you, we want you, come, come, come. And remember, there is a history with the people of Kufa as we get to the events of Karbala. These were the same people who abandoned the father and his own brother. Now when his brother, Hassan, Hussein radiallahu ta'ala's brother, found out that the people of Kufa are calling him, Muhammad ibn Hanafiya, his brother, left Medina Munawwara with the intention to do Umrah. Just a few more minutes, brothers, to come and do Umrah. So he can make mashwara with his brother Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. When Muhammad ibn Hanafiya came to Makkah Mukarrama with Ihram and he met up with Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, he was much younger. So he said, my dear brother, I have great love for you. But understand that going against Yazid right now perhaps is not the right time. The timing is not right. And he said that if you go to Kufa, it is walking into the jaws of death. If you go to Kufa, it is suicide. You are walking into the jaws of death. Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala looked at him and he said, but I think maybe the people have changed. Look at the letters they are sending. He's saying, no, you can't trust them. He said, but all of these letters that are given to me, look at these letters. Now imagine somebody says, sending an individual 100,000 letters. Thousands of letters for you. So khair, Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and took mashwara and he said, okay khair, we'll see about it. What he did is that he did not go to Kufa. He appointed his cousin Muslim ibn Aqil. Muslim ibn Aqil. That was his cousin. And he said to Muslim ibn Aqil, Muslim, you go as on behalf of me and go to Kufa and tell me what is the atmosphere there and how the people are. Are they sincere? Muslim ibn Aqil radiallahu ta'ala agreed. And he said, Hazrat, I will go. Worry not. Muslim ibn Aqil got to Kufa. When he got to Kufa, the people there knew of him that he is the cousin of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. They were such actors, the people of Kufa. 12,000 people came immediately where he was sitting and they said, we want to do bay'ah on your hands on behalf of Hazrat Hussein. So they took an oath at the hands of Muslim ibn Aqil on behalf of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, that he is our leader, that he is our khalifa. We will not accept anyone, Yazid or anyone else. Hazrat Hussein is our leader. Hazrat Muslim ibn Aqil said, Allahu Akbar, so many people are here and all of them are so receptive and they are willing to accept Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an. Now amongst them was a man whose name was Al-Hazrami. Al-Hazrami saw that things were changing in Kufa. So he wrote a letter to Yazid. And he said to Yazid that if you want to retain your Khilafat, then change the governor of Kufa. The governor of Kufa, who is a Sahabi, Nu'man ibn Bashir, is a soft-hearted individual. Who is he? Soft-hearted. Dil naram. It's not his post to be here at the moment. Yazid, when he got this letter, immediately he sat with his council, the Shura, And in short, he nominated, who did he nominate? Anybody know? Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad. Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad. He was the governor of Basra, a well-known tyrant. What was he? A well-known tyrant. Who did not see who was in front of him? This man was the governor of Basra, and every Basriyin was scared of him. And when he left Basra, he looked at the people of Basra and he said, I'm leaving you people for now only very short time. I'm coming. Behave. You know, you get some people who are like that. And people were scared of him. You know, people were scared of him. So see his name, Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad. Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad. And Yazid is now dispatching him as a governor for Kufa. Oh ho, what changes are being done here? Hazrat Hussein is in Makkah Mukarrama. You didn't have messages, emails in those days. Hazrat has sent Muslim ibn Aqil to verify how the people are and if they're sincere. In his first meeting, 12,000 people are at his feet. What is he to know? Al-Hazrami has already sent a message to Yazid. Yazid has already put his counsel and is deciding to change. Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad comes to Kufa. When Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad comes to Kufa and he says goodbye to Nu'man ibn Bashir, what does he say? I am here, you're out. I am here, immediately you're out. I am in charge here. Allahu Akbar. Nu'man ibn Bashir was soft-hearted. Now Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad takes over. What a shrewd man this person was, and how he works out and how he enforces everything. It is something for the ummah to learn, how people are. Time does not allow me, my respected brothers. Some of you are tired and some of you are yawning, and inshallah, what we can do, if Allah wills, because we are now actually getting into the land of Karbala. Where are we? Getting into the land of Karbala. It is a matter of time. It is a matter of time. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah passed away, and within the 1 year, the Karbala event takes place. And so inshallah ta'ala, in Jumu'ah, we will talk about the event of Karbala. Because we've had two sessions. With Jumu'ah and also the night session. Jumu'ah and also the night session, so that we can cover more. So now the next session will be Jumu'ah. Not this Jumu'ah, because the next Jumu'ah is Maulana Dawood Sahab. It's his Urdu session. And so inshallah, the week after that, we will cover the events of Karbala thoroughly. And inshallah, if Allah wills, also in the night, just to continue from there. So brothers, do come along inshallah. It is so important that we understand Islamic history. Even if you have heard it, mashallah, you know, it will re-energize you, it will increase the level of iman, it will increase the love that we have for the Ahl-e Bayt and for Sahaba-e Kiram Ajma'in. And all of the events that have taken place in history is only to make a Muslim very, very strong. And remember, ultimately, this dunya is always a prison for the people of iman. Because Allah has reserved for the people of Iman Jannah, which is eternal, never ending. Get to Jannah and everything ends there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all, with our families, with our loved ones, with those who have passed away, inshallah, a place in Jannah, bila hisab kitab. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Sami'na wa ata'na gufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Birahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.